My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Words taken from today's gospel. In this gospel, Jesus speaks of love as his commandment. Pope Benedict XVI asks in his encyclical entitled Deus Caritas Est, he asks, can love be commanded? The Pope explains that in answer, we have first to consider love in contemplation of this truth, that God is love. It is from there that our definition of love must begin. And he continues, I quote, "And this is love, not that we have loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins." The Pope then draws this conclusion. He says, I quote, "He, who is God, has loved us first, and he continues to do so. We too then can respond with love. God does not demand of us a feeling which we ourselves are incapable of producing. He loves us. He makes us see and experience his love. And since he has loved us first, love can also blossom as a response within us." Love then is not coming from outside, like something imposed on the person by the commandments. It is now part of my own free will, based on my realization of how lucky I am to be loved by God in Jesus Christ. And my experience of love will overflow to others. It is said that the surest way to put joy into someone's life is to put love into it. The question for us is this: how willing are we to go out of our way to try to put love into someone's life? Nobody needs love more than someone who does not seem to deserve it. If we wait for people to become lovable before we love them, we will wait forever. It's precisely in being loved that they become lovable. Again, we hear Jesus says to all of us, "I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." Amen.